Up to Chabez Amir Aleph. Hafolas Sha'on Shabbos B'Shabbos. This really means setting a timer. What are the rules? What are the rules of? Are you allowed to set a timer on Shabbos? The main part of this thing is really on the left side. And Chabez Amir Beis Sha'on Shabbos Na'erev Shabbos. We'll get to it. Let's just go through in order. And this is the question of Eishoy Mishum Chitzoy. So really we're discussing Dinei Mimoinois. This Masechta, the Daf, is discussing Dinei Mimoinois. And we're going to translate the laws of Dinei Mimoinois into the laws of Shabbos. So here we go. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Nechlu Kubi Yisoyed Chiresh.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to talk. He's going to mention it over here. So let's see. Let's go through this. What is Eish? If a person lights a fire and the fire travels and causes damage, are you? So there's no question you're chayef. That's the dalad of os nizakin. Shor bar mave heve. Heve is fire. If it causes, what's the lumness? What's the technical reason why you are chayef? Is it mishum chitzof? It's your arrow. It's physics. When you shoot an arrow with your koyach, likewise, when you set a fire and there's a ruach mitzuya, by lighting a fire, you join forces with the ruach to be chayif. A person who lights a fire, chayev kilu b'yadav hever gamis or eish shehispashtov. Oishemo maybe yisodachiv hu mishumim moinoi. It has nothing to do with the laws of physics. It has to do because it's your property. Fire, even though it's something which is not tangible, we consider it to be your asset, and it's no different than if your axe. If your axe goes out into the world and causes damage, you are responsible because it's your property. Yep, that's what he says. You own the fire. Exactly. You own the fire. You're the balabais. It has nothing to do with the laws of physics. It has to do with that you are
concerned.
Not a cause and effect. It's no different than if your axe. You have an axe and you do not guard your axe, and the axe goes and causes damage. Why are you chayef? I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. The axe did it. The axe is, it's not, I'm an outsider. That's the Gemara. Is it because it's your, in the Gemara, it's your property, and the Torah is mechadesh, that your property causes damage, you are responsible, or it's because, it's not because, because you are responsible. The Torah gave you, put responsibility. For that responsibility, you have an obligation. But whatever it is, all of that falls in the category of it's yours. It's memoinai. The ain zekilu hatzma hever biyadav el kashem shachayv al niskei ashal behemoisav kachayv al niskei ish. Okay, that's the Gemara. Gemara machlekes yisoid in the Gemara machlekes is eish mishum chitzav eishay mishum memoinav.
Is there nafkamina?
Yes. Here we come to the nafkamina. So now we come to the Nemuka Yosef. The Nemuka Yosef hikshak im kach ketzad mutar lahalik neros be'erev Shabbos. Here's the classic question: how are you allowed to light candles Friday afternoon? Because the candles are going to continue to light through Shabbos. And if it lights through Shabbos, so it's as if you're lighting the candles on Shabbos itself. You're being mechallel Shabbos by lighting a candle, just like if you light a fire in location A, and the fire, it takes the fire 10 hours to spread to location B. So the Torah says you're chayif because eishoy mishum chitzav or eishoy mishum moinoi, we connect your actions to the damage. The damage took place at a later time in a different location, and yet you're going to be chayif for didi moinois. So when it comes to laws of Shabbos, if I light the candles Friday afternoon and the candles continue to light into Friday evening, I should be chayif for havara on Shabbos. So that's his question. In Cain, ketzamut lahalik neiros be'er Shabbos. Haloi im eishu b'shum chitzav. Do eish hadoi lekes nechsheves l'maitse yadav. Hareze kilu hidlik b'yadav eish b'Shabbos. Kolz man shedo lekes o eish. So if you're lighting candles on Shabbos, because of the virus, so therefore he comes to answer. In other words, he holds that the lumdus is that the incomplete maisa is done in the very beginning. It takes time to unfold, but the maisa, you have done a pu'ula, your pu'ula is complete at the moment when you light the fire. Therefore, Hilcha Shabbos, if you light the fire Erev Shabbos, you're done. It's impossible for you to be considered that you have done Chil Shabbos. You have not done anything on Shabbos itself. You've done something Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, it's Mutter, so you Potter. When it comes to the laws of Nizokin, it's a special tonight. Even though you've done a Maisa, now you are responsible for the result. Ella, one more time those words. Ella shachay v'alapula shasaz. L'chein hamalik neizu shabbos shabbos shemisyachis l'chola pula hanim shechets b'maisad lokasoy k'maisa shelo like your maisa shenasa b'shas hadloka. Okay, let's go to another paragraph. Medivrei Nebuka Yosef Nirushim hilik eish b'shabbos. Now here is what he's touching on. It's not really clear over here what he's saying, but it comes to the next paragraph. What happens if you light a fire on Shabbos itself? Shem hilik ha'esh b'Shabbos chayiv hu al kol ha'pu'ulos ha'hemshech shenoytsoy mimasa hadlokasoy v'afilu im al ha'pu'ula ha'miyadis specific pu'ula ein chiyav v'chiyav yovay b'hemshech ha'pu'ula chayiv gam kein shoy b'shot sheyotzach ha'chitz v'nachos yodor b'yos ha'shot na nasa kol v'chiyin pasak b'shot maramshek. In other words, what's coming explained over here is, let's say you go and you light a pot. It's 5 minutes before Shabbos is over, and you light a fire underneath a pot of raw meat. The meat will not be cooked until 2 hours after Shabbos. Are you chayiv for bishul on Shabbos? I didn't do anything on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the only thing that I did was light a fire. The fire that I've lit on Shabbos did not achieve a result, Melechas Machsheves, until I'm initiating the process. And the process is going to be complete when Shabbos is over. But now it comes out that the leniency of being potter for lighting Shabbos candles, Erev Shabbos, results in a chumrah for lighting fire right before the end of Shabbos. That is what comes out from the Nemuka Yosef. We give you credit for the Maisa at the moment when you do the Maisa. When you do the Maisa, that is when you're going to be responsible. When it comes to the laws of Memoinos, when you light the fire, even though the damage has not yet occurred until a much later point in time, when the damage does occur, retroactively, you're going to be chayiv for the damage. Hilcha Shabbos, that works to your advantage when you light candles Erev Shabbos. I light candles Erev Shabbos, the fire burns on Shabbos, I have not done anything on Shabbos, I'm not responsible. But that's now going to result in a chumrah when you light candles 5 minutes before Shabbos is over, underneath the pot, so it's not going to cook, you're not going to accomplish.
Also,
lighting the candles in this case is going to be a melacha. It's going to be it's not melachas machsheves. See, what's the purpose of lighting? If you're lighting for illumination, that's melachas machsheves. But if I'm only lighting the fire to cook, so I'm not chayef for lighting the fire. I'm chayef for cooking for bishul. So it all depends. When it comes to the Shabbos, there's a concept called melachas machsheves. What's the purpose of doing this melacha? When you light the fire, you're not chayef for the lighting of the fire. You're chayef for the melacha of bishul. So since the bishul, because that's what I'm lighting the fire for, I'm not lighting it for illumination, but for bishul, and the bishul is not going to take place until Shabbos is over. Therefore, it will come out that you're going to be chayif. Now let's see. Ubeshut hartzvi kosav shaf lebeshlokesh eishem mishum emoyne chayif mibnei shebeshabbos. Now we did folks. What about the mandam that's mishum emoyne? Shebeshabbos melechas machsheves zotayra ulechin nechshav koes ha'maisa biyadayim. It's melechas machsheves when you do the maisa on Shabbos, even though the pot's not going to be cooked till after Shabbos, you're going to be chayif. This is what results according to the chiddush of the Nemuka Yosef and the hartzvi. However, the avnei be'olam beshut avnei nezer hevi sharan chelik al divrei Nemuka Yosef v'kosav kehal. halacha karan shei rabba shel muki yosef u'bishol meir shev don shegam lufi an muki yosef hadin kein u'nichas chinuch naka b'pshidu shahadu hamniach tav shel al kira b'shabes v'oifen shebeshabes adayin lo yaspik lat tespas shel rak b'mitzvah shabes yigmar habishol eino nigma eino nechshav kilavashol b'shabes upon the kevin shabishol luchu b'mitzvah shabes. So it comes out they disagree. The Avnei Nezer and the Ran disagree, and they are of the opinion that even though we basically have two kulas, that if you light up a fire, if you cook something in the last minute before Shabbos and it's not complete until Shabbos is over, you are potter. You are potter because it's not complete on Shabbos. So
if the lighting of the candle, suppose the fire was on the whole Shabbos.
It's the same idea. It's the same. It's not the lighting. It's the cooking. When you light a fire, the malach yichayev for is really the bishul. It's not really the lighting because the lighting of the fire is not.
That's why you light.
You're lighting it for bishul. It's a different type of lighting. You're lighting the only time yichayev for havara is only when you're lighting it for illumination. If you're lighting it for cooking, so then the lighting turns in. It depends. Technically, you're not allowed to. Of course, you're not allowed to. But if you're lighting the fire for no good reason, and you gain nothing out of it, technically you're potter. You're not allowed to. Doesn't mean mutter.
You make that mistake.
Doesn't mean mutter. If you turn on the range on Shabbos just for no reason, just for fun, to test if the oven is working, I believe you're potter. You have to have a constructive purpose in igniting a fire. If the purpose of lighting the fire is to provide illumination, that's the malacha deraisa of havara. If you're lighting the fire not for illumination, you're lighting the fire for cooking, you put a piece of meat on top of the fire, and you're lighting it for cooking, that's the malacha deraisa of bishul. Now here is the machlokes between the Nemuka Yosef and the Ran and the Avnei Nezer. According to the Nemuka Yosef, the only thing that counts is the haschala. That's only thing that counts. Therefore, erev Shabbos, there's no question it's mutter. And therefore, there's a chumrah on Shabbos itself, even though the food will not be cooked until after Shabbos, since you put into motion a process that will result in an item being fully cooked, and we apply the rule Eishem Yishem Chitzov, we look as if the future already has happened, we bring the future backwards to the present, you're chay for the melacha derais of Bishul. The Ran and the Avnei Nezer disagree. There are two conditions in Havara. Number one, it has to be done. The Maisa Havara must be done during the time of Isser. Number two, the result must occur during a Zman of Isser. But if the result occurs after a Zman of Isser, then you are potter. Ulam. The chalak asiyayev rotzal loyim al smach yisoy diga nuga yosef shehem shech b'siachetz la'aschol samaisa v'evin zeh yischayel al-vishol. So the chalak yosef agrees with the book of Yosef. Now halacha l'maisa, how does this all play out? Poiske zimaneinu donu l'fi zeh al-aricha sh'on b'shabes Shabbos clock. Okay, so here we're going to go into the subject of Shabbos clock, and we're really going to elaborate much more upon this in the next section. But they discuss setting up a Shabbos clock to do something on Shabbos. Shal yodai b'shosh hayyuda, the designation yase ayide hashoyin melacha hasur b'shabbos. You put on a clock to erev Shabbos, turn the lights on Shabbos. Yeshakas v'shoyse kein chayv chatos. Someone has said that you chayv kamen chatos mishum she'eshoy mishum chitzav v'donim komash nase eke pulasoy ki ilu bami koychay. Someone has said that, of course, this is not la halacha, but if you want to go take, if you don't want to follow the chiddush of the Nemuka Yosef, and you want to go say a very simple understanding of eshoy mishum, that if you put into motion that just like when you light a fire and the fire does not destroy until a later point in time in a different location, you're chayef because of the principle of Shem Chitzov. Same thing when it comes to Shabbos. If I put into motion erev Shabbos the lighting of a clock and the action takes place on Shabbos, I'm going to be chayef. V'donu kol ma shenase eki pulasa ki ilu bami koicha v'yeshu kasu she'in ze ela groma. Some disagree. She'af al pi she'ashoin poel al yidei arichasa ye'in el koyach she'ini the clock has to turn. The fire was ready and is already present. You can't really compare the two because they're very different, because when you go and you're lighting a fire, Everything is already there. Everything is in motion. When you set up a clock, you're removing yourself. You're removing yourself to madrigos. Because the clock, when the clock concludes its action, it first then triggers the maisa. The maisa has not gone into motion. The clock is a secondary. The clock has to do its thing, and then the clock triggers the action. That's not like lighting a fire. When you light a fire, the action already has gone into motion.
You're not doing anything. You yourself are not triggering the clock to go. I mean, you did it before, but...
Exactly. The clock is doing its thing, and then the clock will be the what triggers the pa'ula, the action. Whereas when you light a fire, and the fire goes and causes damage, you've done everything you can possibly do. So you can't compare. Yeah?
I set the clock a half hour before Shabbos, to go a half hour before Shabbos, and the clock is going to set off an electric stove to start cooking the meat. But the meat will not get cooked until 3 hours after Shabbos.
So then you have an advantage both ways. You did a maisa before. You did a maisa before, and it's not going to be complete until later on. So seemingly that's okay. I mean, it's okay. Technically, it's okay, but it's still not in the spirit of Shabbos to do this.
Why is it better?
Still kosher.
I would assume yes. Yeah.
Why is it better?
Yeah.
Than taking, let's say, a crock pot, and 10 minutes before Shabbos.
Obviously, we don't follow this. You have to take a step back. The case over here, yeah, we have to take a step back. We have to understand the Shiloh. The Shiloh over here, why isn't this Shiloh the Shiloh of lighting candles Friday afternoon? There's no one that disagrees with the principle that you are allowed to light candles Friday afternoon, and the candles continue to burn into the evening. The difference is here, the Maisa Hadlaka did not even start. In the case when you light candles, at least the candles have been lit. I lit the candles there of Shabbos. I've done pretty much everything. The candles now will continue to burn into the evening. The Shiloh he's asking over here is, I have not done anything yet. It's Erev Shabbos. The lights are off. I am now setting up a clock where the lights will first go on for the very first time on Shabbos. I'm setting up a Maisa where the Havara, the candles, will first be lit on Shabbos. That is fundamentally worse than the classic case. Because in the classic case, you've done the Maisa already. I've done the Maisa, I've lit the candles. The question is, but the candles are still burning into the evening. So then we have to come on to into the Mukayoy Seif, or we have to come on to another lum. This is that the fact is, you did everything you could pass before Shabbos. You can't say that you're going to be chayif what's happening on Shabbos. But when you are setting up a situation where Erev Shabbos, you're doing nothing, and the very first time you're going to trigger a Maisa of Isser is first going to be on Shabbos, there is a svara to say that this is worse. Yeah. Because it's happening for the very first time on Shabbos. And he's coming along and saying, Menachanami. Okay, we're going to come to Moshe. Moshe, we're going to come to Moshe. You have the whole thing here for Moshe in a moment.
But you are... One minute before you get started.
Yeah.
Someone takes a piece of raw meat and puts it in his chilling pot. He doesn't open it up at night. He wants it for tomorrow. It's a lot of cook. And the crock pot is run by a Shabbos clock, right, which is set before, like it was set before. You didn't have malacha.
So in a chanami, this is theoretical. In a chanami, this...
You didn't do anything over a Shabbos.
Exactly. Exactly. Halacha lemaisa, you are 100% correct. That is going to be the bottom. But over here, we're trying to understand why it's mutter. Obviously, it is mutter. The entire world is using Shabbos clocks.
Not only cooking, it's a heating system.
Everything. Obviously, we live in a world today where it's a given we use Shabbos clocks. But over here, we're just going through the lumdus. And the lumdus, it's a difficult lumdus. And the lumdus depends a lot upon what it says in Masechta Bava Kamma. Okay, you just want to say something? What is it?
You said already, if you set a clock...
It's mutter. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. Practically speaking, it is permitted. We're just going through here the lumdus. Why is it permitted. If you work with the Nemuka Yosef, you don't necessarily have a problem, because according to the Nemuka Yosef, whatever you do Erev Shabbos, we view it as if it happened already. We take the future and we bring the future back to the present. If I'm doing a Maaser at this moment in time, and this Maaser is going to trigger A, B, C, D to tomorrow, at this time, at this point in time, in Halacha, we view those actions as if they have already taken place right now. If they take place right now it's Erev Shabbos, right now I'm allowed to do whatever I want, I have not done any Malacha. That is the Lundis, and he says that's the Lundis when it comes to the laws of Tashlumin. If a person lights a fire, and the fire travels from this location to another location, and it causes damage tomorrow, you have two reasons why a person should say you're exempt. Number one, it's not in the light location. The location that lit the fire is location A, and the damage occurred in location B. Number two, time-wise, the action took place today, and the harm took place tomorrow. So there are two reasons why I can suggest my actions do not relate to what has the result. Yet the Torah says, Arba avos nizakin, shor bor mavehede. When it comes to fire, you are responsible for your actions. The Torah revealed that you are now. The question is, what is the lundis of that revelation that the Torah says? What? Where there is negligence, of course. Where there is negligence, of course. There's a ruach mitzuya, and it's expected it's going to happen. Of course, we're dealing with there's a ruach mitzuya. But technically speaking, even where there is no negligence. But even when there is no negligence, technically speaking, a lamdan can argue, why am I responsible? I have done a maisa in this location, the damage occurred in a different location. I've done a maisa today, the damage occurred tomorrow. The Torah says it doesn't matter, you're going to be responsible. Now, we have to understand, why are you responsible? The Nemuka Yosef says a very fascinating chiddush. If you want to pinpoint the moment when you're responsible, it's the moment you did the maisa. When the damage occurs tomorrow in a different location, retroactively, you are guilty the moment that you lit the fire. Take that concept and apply it to the laws of Shabbos. The laws of Shabbos. I light candles Friday afternoon. The candles continue to light through Friday evening. The entire event of the candles being lit on Friday evening are carried backwards to the moment when the candles were lit. And when the moment the candles were lit, did I do anything wrong? Absolutely not. It was Erev Shabbos, therefore it's mutter. But according to the Nemuka Yosef, this results in a very big chumrah. And the chumrah is, if I do a malach of bishul 5 minutes before Shabbos ends, and there's not enough time on Shabbos for the food to be cooked, the food will only be cooked mitzvah Shabbos. According to the Lamas and the Nemuka Yosef, when a result occurs, we take that result and we apply it, we transfer it retroactively to the moment when you did the Maisa. When I did the Maisa, it was Shabbos. I was not allowed to do the Maisa at the moment in time. We attribute the result of the food being cooked, which is the Melacha Derais on Shabbos, to the moment when you actually lit the pot. Along comes the Avnei Nezer and says, no, that is a mistake. It's a mistake. When it comes to the laws of Shabbos, they're not like the laws of Nezakin. The laws of Nezakin, you are correct, we retroactively hold you accountable for your Maisa. But when it comes to the laws of Shabbos, two conditions must be fulfilled. There's a double leniency in the laws of Shabbos. Number one, the Maisa must be done on Shabbos itself, because anything which happens on Shabbos, we do not attribute to you. We attribute to what happened before Shabbos, when the Maisa was done to the beginning. Number two, the result must also occur during the time of Shabbos. That's all included in the concept of Melechus Machshavos. Now, we introduce another concept. And this other concept is, what happens if you set up a Maisa, a clock, you set up a clock, Erev Shabbos, that it should do something on Shabbos itself. So here, it's a little bit, here you can argue it's better and it's worse. Mitzad Echad, it's worse because you haven't even done the Maisa yet. When did the Maisa first occur? In the case of lighting Shabbos candles, I'm lighting the Shabbos candles now. Yeah. I'm doing the Maisa Halakha now. In the case of a clock, I am not even doing the Maisa Halakha now. The Maisa Halakha is first going to be done on Shabbos because then I am directly causing that to happen through the use of a clock. So there's a svara to say that this should be worse than the classic case of lighting candles on Friday afternoon. However, Halakha L'Maisa, we don't say that. We say it's better. Why is it better? Because what's called indirect? I set up a system where my actions now are going to directly put into motion an event that's going to occur. So that's the answer. The answer is that in Echanami, that it's called considered to be indirect. Exactly what he says. Halacha l'maisa, even though there is a tzai, you have to listen to lomis, there is a svar. Everything in halacha is always, you can say a svar like this, and you can say a svar like this. Mitzad echad, using a Shabbos clock, you guys a svar that it's worse than lighting candles on Shabbos. Because again, lean kind of goes air Shabbos, you've at least done the maisa. A clock, the maisa has not yet even happened. I've set up and put into motion the maisa will first happen on Shabbos itself. But the reason why we are lean is because you have it's not yet happened, it's indirect. Now let's jump now to where it says Chav Beis Amud Beis, because this is really a continuation. Sha'on Shabbos Mer of Shabbos. It's really a continuation. Al Pi Tirutzoy Shel Hanamuka Yosef Sha'af Mesha Bishum Chitzav Osa the Gomakala Pula Bishabashat Savaraso Aish Ulhaydev Kishaman like Aish Mer of Shabbos Lichbisli im Hadolakas Bishabasat. According to the Yosoid of the Namuka Yosef, that we attribute what was the result to the action of Shabbos, Yeshu Kasulumoid Leheter, Lechavein Sha'on Mer of Shabbos. This is the flip side, that we have used this Svara, then the question of using a Shabbos clock does not even begin. Lighting, using, preparing a Shabbos clock is no different than lighting Shabbos candles Friday afternoon. Sheyifel mechune b'Shabbos, that the machine should operate on Shabbos. Sharei ledibri hanamuka Yosef holchim achar zman hapeula v'hayoyis u'be'erv Shabbos hechemes hashon. Since you have set the clock erev Shabbos, harei zekilu also es kol malachto, we're going to take the future, bring it to the present, and you've done absolutely nothing wrong. This is what the natural lumbus of the Namuka Yosef. Omnam b'shut machne chayim kasav shem ba'osa pulu be'er Shabbos sheyasch l'malacha b'Shabbos osa. Okay, he's saying the other svar we said before. Shloichuta elakish shischila malacha be'er Shabbos. This was the other svara. The svara is you can't compare in this case to the case of lighting candles erev Shabbos. When you light candles erev Shabbos, at least you've done the malacha. I have done the ma'isa malacha erev Shabbos. It continues. Okay, so continuing of the malacha. But the malach already has begun. When you go and you set a clock, the malach has not yet begun. You're setting into motion the malach to first begin for the first time on Shabbos. She'oz nechshav kilu gemar hamalach ha'merav Shabbos. Av shakolu hachat ha'achas ha'zalach. V'hoiz v'hasoiv negrach ha'schol. That's why it's mudah. Av kishamat chila hamalach ha'b'Shabbos aser. So these are the two different svaras that we presented in the previous paragraph. What does Rav Moshe say about this? Rav Moshe is a very famous kedai to see this here. It's very very, very well, very big chumrah of Rav Moshe, which for some reason the Olam has not accepted. Now look how he Kamat quotes him word for word. Uveshut Igris Moshe Osar mitam achar legamri v'kosa. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds meikar hadin, you should not be allowed to use a timer on Shabbos. Not for lights, not for air conditioning, not for a warmer to warm up the food.
Air conditioning is not a flame. No heat.
Doesn't matter. Anything. Electricity is an awesome midrabon. These are all coolers. You're not allowed to use. Awesome mitam achalagam v'kosav. Shatam anamuka yosef lo shayach bahamidai moirashon boifin electriki. Shoyse hamalacha. Yaschi lasoyz malachas b'shas hapa'ula. Why? Does not, the Rav Moshe says that the Namuka Yosef's head along this does not apply to electric clocks. B'mnei shakol halichas moir hashoz sheze nase mitchilo koidim shemischaber ho electriki. Loy shayich lahachshev shoyse, v'loy v'al techivas electriki ba'ofen sheyischaber b'shav poloynis b'shabbos. Harei hu ba me'atzmoy v'hu kesoif chama lavoy. the Eil Hakshiva L'Masav Ata Be'er Shabbos Mubi Shabbos. Now, I think what he means to say over here is that the rules of electricity have an entirely different set of rules, because the electric is something new. The electric is not something that you can say you've done Erev Shabbos. If I set a timer and the lights go on for the very first time on Shabbos, it's impossible to bring electricity to this moment right now. Right now, even if you want to say you want to bring the future to the present, that's only when the future has arrived, with the matter of the future, the chomer is present. Electricity is in a constant state of creation. So you can't say that when I do something Erev Shabbos, I start something Erev Shabbos, it's as if the future has been happened on Erev Shabbos. The electricity didn't exist yet. Niagara Falls, the water, the turbines did not yet turn Erev Shabbos to say that the Maisa Hadlaka that's taking place on Shabbos has happened Erev Shabbos. It was Bishlam in the case when I light a candle. The oil is here, the wick is here, so when I light the candle Erev Shabbos, I can say that all of the Hadlaka that has taken place on Shabbos is as if it has taken place Erev Shabbos, because the raw material is present in this world. If I have a pot, and I have meat, and I light a fire, Erev Shabbos, and it's cooked on Shabbos, the meat is here. The meat is here. Everything is here. The only question is, when is it cooked? So you can say that since I set into motion the process, so we can view that what has happened later on has happened now. That's because everything is present, is here in the pot. But when it comes to electricity, the electricity did not yet exist. So you can't take what's going to happen in the future and bring it to the present.
Let's say electricity exists.
What?
Let's say the electricity.
Batteries. So then you're in a chanami.
I think the electricity is stored. Possibly.
Technology is always changing. You're saying very good. I don't know. I really know how the how it works.
Like solar power, cell energy.
You're right. I don't know. You don't have to know how it works. I think it's produced on the fly. If I'm not mistaken, the regular electricity that we have today is not something that is stored. It's continuously... It's controlled. It's controlled. They control the flow. Even with all the technology today, it does not appear that... I don't know for sure that the power is stored. Am I saying correct? It's not stored. That's why there's still blackouts. That's the mistake.
We have to build power plants.
It's extremely costly and dangerous to store power. You always hear horror stories about lithium batteries. Lithium batteries is the best technology available to store power, and they're extremely dangerous and expensive and difficult. So therefore, this is the chiddush, the very big chiddush from Rav Moshe. Let's read this paragraph again one more time to really try to clarify this yisod. One more time. Ubishurigus Moshe also mitamach legamri v'kasav, an entirely different reason. Shekasav, I'm going to completely guess. V'loy shach dehamida moira shon be'open electricity. She'ayisamalacha yaskal lasos malacha be'bishas pula. When you set a clock, that the malacha will begin on Shabbos. Why? Mibnei she'al halichas mer hashos regarding a clock. Where it's done before the electric goes into motion. You cannot consider that the action was done Erev Shabbos, like you can say when it comes to lighting a candle, like you can say when it comes to cooking a piece of meat. With regard to the connection, the current, the flow of electric, when the electric goes into motion, when the electric connects to the device on Shabbos, hareze bomei atzmo, that's something that's new, that's something that has first been created for the very first time on Shabbos. The hu kisoif cham olavo, it's like the sun will come at a later point. There's an expression in the Gemara, I don't know exactly how it applies to it, but it means this concept. The ein lehachshivoi lemasov ata be'erev Shabbos. There's no way you can consider the electric the flow that is going to take place on Shabbos to have been already completed in the present here, Erev Shabbos, because that electricity did not yet exist. Unlike a candle which has the oil in the container, unlike a pot which has the meat in the pot, everything you need is already here. You start a process, okay, long this is, we can say that the process already has been concluded Erev Shabbos. But when it comes to something which does not yet exist, the meat did not yet arrive, the animal has not yet been slaughtered to be cooked. Okay, you can cook non-kosher food also. You can cook non-kosher food. The animal has not yet been slaughtered. The animal wasn't even born yet. The chicken didn't lay the egg yet. And or these things did not exist. So here, there's no way in the world you can say that if you do a Maisa Erev Shabbos, and it results in a Pu'ula on Shabbos, we're going to consider the Pu'ula that occurs on Shabbos to as if it has happened Erev Shabbos. But the Maisa, the object, did not yet exist to say that it goes backwards. Yeah.
Exist.
No, it doesn't exist.
If you plug in anything,
no, but that's exactly what Rav Moshe says. That's exactly what Rav Moshe says. Electricity does not exist. Electricity is created on the fly. There are turbines.
Not batteries.
Not battery. That's why batteries are much better in all areas of halacha. Batteries always have different halachas when it comes to Shabbos candle, a Hanukkah menorah. A Hanukkah menorah, an electric Hanukkah menorah. So you have no choice sometimes. You're in a hospital or whatever it is. So Shabbos candles. So all the places can be advised that if you have to use something electric for Shabbos candles or for a Hanukkah, better use batteries. Because batteries, it's like a nair. It's like the electricity is stored. It's like the shemen. You have power.
Even if it's created, we can say it's made all constantly govern. You're not doing anything. It's automatically going to come.
But Rav Moshe is saying, Eishoy Mishum Chitzov, he's saying, but you're doing
it.
It's not Shabbos. It's a violation of Shabbos. If you are responsible for Malacha happening on Shabbos, that borders on Chil Shabbos. I have done something which is causing the malacha to be done for the very first time.
This is a very good marshal. You ever go to the old water tracks that have the water wheels? If the canal is blocked, the water doesn't go, the machine doesn't turn. Let's say in Shabbos you block the thing and the water suddenly starts going. So the water causes the machine to stop.
Okay, so it comes out, if we stop over here, we can shut down the city. If we stop over here, it comes out, according to this Chiddush of Rav Moshe, this is Lamdus, you're not allowed to use an a clock for nothing. Not for lights, not for air conditioners.
So how are you allowed to keep, forget about the clock, how are you allowed to use electricity, period?
You're not.
You have to stay in the dark.
How are you allowed
to... The electricity itself. You're doing a pool.
Oh, so the answer is you start before Shabbos. You turn it on before Shabbos.
So is 7 o'clock the same thing?
If you turn it on before Shabbos, you're not doing a new pool.
You have a new power surge to turn on the lights.
What's the difference between a clock and light jewel switch?
Turn on the switch, you have that same power coming through the whole time. Whereas if I turn
continuous.
On the clock, have a very, very low power level, then when the clock turns the lights on, you automatically ask...
That's the clock
doing it. No. It's you doing it because you set the clock. You set the clock to do it for the very first time. You set the clock, but if you turn on the lights before Shabbos, you're right. You know, you're saying good. You're saying good because there's a, but this far you don't go. If already there's a havara, you've done a ma'aseh, and it's just a continuation of what's happening, that for sure is going to be mutar. But if the light is off and you're doing a ma'aseh Erev Shabbos, the first time the light should go on Shabbos, you are setting in motion Chil Shabbos, and you are accountable for that Chil Shabbos. And don't give me the lumas of the Nemuka Yosef, because the lumas of the Nemuka Yosef only means in a situation where everything already exists. All of the raw material that you need to do this Chil Shabbos already exists. But if the raw material...
Against that,
so Rav Moshe now says, so this is what Rav Moshe holds to really be the Iker Halacha. But Rav Moshe comes to acknowledge that this is not accepted. Okay, Rav Moshe says, this Chiddush, this is his Yesod in electricity. Electricity is something that you have to understand is a new technology. We never had such a thing like this, where it's something that is created on on the fly. It's dynamic. It's dynamic, and you can't go attribute this to something that davar shaloi ba la'olam. It did not yet exist. It comes into existence. Now you want to use it for a malacha? You can't be makel. Amnam, let's finish up. Kasa pashut she'asu lahatir zeh shaharei ayde marshos kze yichol lasos kol hamalachas v'shabbos. So he goes on to say that there's another reason why that is another reason why it's also. It's not Shabbos day. That's the Yisod. Because when you want to start using clocks, forget about the technical details of the halacha. Though everything will operate on clocks, zilzul, these are the words. Rabbi Belsky, Zichron Levracha, right before he was Nifta, he was involved in this the Shabbos switch. The big, big controversy in the Shabbos switch. And this is what he was very makbid on, that it's Ein Lecha Zilzul Godol Shabbos Mizeh. Rabbi Belsky himself held that the Shabbos switch is an Issa Deraisa. He disagreed with many, many Paiskim and the Grama, the oldest Lomdis. But he then on to say that even if you're going to tell me this, the Shmokim to be makel, that there's a grama, it's a very sophisticated type of grama, it's not Shabbistic, where a person can walk around the whole day, turn on the lights on and off in his home. Ein lecha zilzul gadol l'shabbos mizeh barishim hoyezeh b'zman ha-tanoim. He writes, Rav Moshe writes something very fascinating, that if this existed during the time of the Tanoim, the Amoraim, hoyu oisim zeh, they would prohibit this kamosh osha amir liakum itam zeh, just like Chazal prohibited one to ask a goy to do malacha. Amir liakum mishvus, it's clear that this would be osha. Someone told me that if Chazal were alive today, it's a dover poshrat ma'od, they would prohibit yichud with a computer. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Think about it. Think about it. The chances of avero that it would be to a man and a woman in a room all alone is a mashu sheba mashu, what a person can do all alone in a room with a computer. No? Dvarim shutim, and yet it's mutter 100%. 100%. You don't have to have it. And if an adrab, if you go and you
don't have to wine and dine
what?
You don't have to wine and dine either.
Rav Moshe says this. This is what he says. It'll be a dover posh arvo tanoim the same way Chazal. It's an incredible. You need Rav Moshe to say something like this. Chazal, when they said there's an isra mirul akum, technically you have to tell a guy. Tell the guy. I'm not. The guy is doing the malach. It's an Issur Derabanan. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha for you unless you have unusual circumstances. It has to be Litzarchi Mitzvah, for a choyle, for someone who's a choyle. It's not so simple to ask a goy to do for you malacha. So therefore, lighting, turning on lights on Shabbos through the use of clocks is also the same. Let's go further. Alachas Kam V'Kama, having a switch, a Shabbos switch, which operates with a delay, a 5-second delay, with a random grama inside of it. Allah has come, what, to wait 5 seconds? A clock, at least I'm sitting there of Shabbos. Rav Moshe says, in lecha zilzul gadol mizeh, pushing a button and waiting 3 seconds, something between 3 to 5 seconds is going to turn on. Allah has come, v'kama, Rabbi Belsky said, would be in lecha zilzul gadol mizeh. Now, of course, unless you know you need for cholim, people who are sick, or people in the army, things like that, that's a whole different story. But this is what Rav Moshe says. Let's go further. He writes a tremendous chiddush. Maybe using a clock really, but BMS is nichlal in the sugya of Amir Yaakov. That's a tremendous chumra. If it's also mitzad a goy, Allah has come to Mishol. However, now he lists why is this different than the classic case? What about lighting a pot? Cooking. That's a fair shugamara. You're allowed to put up a pot Erev Shabbos that's not cooked what you said before and let it cook on Shabbos. So why is that different?
Filu,
even if it's not cooked at all, raw meat. You're allowed to put up raw meat on Erev Shabbos and it will cook on Shabbos for the very first time. And the only reason why it has to be raw, you should not be a concern that you might come to cook on Shabbos. So what's the difference? So he explained, like we said before, Avi Yosheinza Demel Lumashu Mutu Lohamu Kogdei Al Gabi Yishu Afilu Rega Achas Kodem Shabbos. She's Vasu Shabbos. Mishum Shekom Melacha Shoyso Adam Melacha Bezvul Hu Amodas Kogdei Al Gabi Yish She Etzem Hadish Lenois Adam Vulchein Ba Amodas Kogdei Al Gabi Yish Be'er Shabbos Harizze Kegmar Adam Kol Mas Melacha Zushul Bishul For Shaykh Leser Alapul Shoyso Yish Atzma In other words, like we explained before, he just is not saying in the words, but is that all of the raw material is already here. All of the raw material that you need in order to accomplish what you need is already present. The pot is here, the meat is here, the fire has been lit, there's nothing more to do. You've done everything. Everything is there. There are two advantages. Number one, the raw material is here. Number two, the maisa has begun. Unlike the case of lighting an electric clock, you have two strikes against you. The maisa did not yet begin. Number two, the raw material doesn't yet exist. It first has to be created dynamically on Shabbos. We have two strikes against us. Aval. But the bottom line is, whatever you're all thinking, the bottom line is, but that's not the way we live today. The way we live today is, everything goes. Right? Everything goes today.
Even the almost didn't want to ask him about lights. He said, it's too late.
Right, so he said, right.
Yeah.
If I was...
Everybody was bathroom ready.
So but at least air conditioners don't do it.
Yeah. Air conditioning had another big noise, because
Amsha Milsa, noise.
Amsha was also very big in the Shabbos
day. Yes.
That was a big thing. Even with the air of you,
Shabbos. He came to America and he saw firsthand the churban of America, of what would happen in the Met, what was going on. So Shabbos by him was Kodesh Kodashim. It was Melchemes Hashem for Shabbos. And you're right, his Piski Halacha, he's extremely nakel in Da'al Chalke Shulchan Aruch, but Shabbos, he has the biggest chumras, 100%. Aval, alcohol pardon, now he winds down Lakula. Of Moshe, he had a special timer on his refrigerator. He had a timer on his refrigerator. Aval al kolponim masha kvar nohagul l'ham elatzit. Al kolponim masha kvar nohagul l'ham rayidei moira shos l'chaboyis haneros t'electriki shuhudluku v'gam shiachshu l'halachach v'sev hayom ein le'esam yat mi'achar shalikiboy haneros shal amenora hagadoylo shniku b'loshon amzor b'lampin shahoyu shal eish mamish nohagu b'chol hamakomis t'chaboyis ma'yidei akon. So he says here another chiddush is the reason why we can be megel is because already there's already a kula even to extinguish lights through goyim. This was a kula in Hilchos Shabbos that even though the sabbe Amir Yaakov is osur, here's what he's writing about Amir Yaakov is osur, but it was well accepted to be megel to have a goy put out the lights. But now the kibui is not a melacha deraisa. Kibui is only a melacha when you put out a fire to make a coal. So there was a general consensus among the poskim in ancient times that you are allowed to ask a guy to turn off the lights. Therefore, if we're saying that since using a timer is really an extension of Amir Liakum, just as it has been accepted from time immemorial that you're allowed to ask a guy to turn off, to put out a candle on Shabbos, because it's not a Melacha Deraisa, and I guess that also you combine with the Sakana that maybe you can cause a fire, or people need to go to sleep, whatever, the different Heterim leniencies in putting out a fire. So therefore, turning off the lights through and a timer is definitely no worse, because this is his main side, it's really an extension of Amir Liakum. They also would ask going to light candles because lighting candles became a tzarech mitzvah. So once already the tzarech mitzvah, the rules of Amir Liakum are much more lenient. So maybe there are more grounds to be made when it comes to using clocks for lights. to light candles in order to say the mizmorim in Shalosh, even though not all of the rabbanim were very happy with such a leniency of asking goyim to light candles for you on Shabbos, so you can see what it says in the siddur. Therefore, I'm not going to be machmir. Since already it's became the custom to do so, and since he's saying over here that there is legal precedent for this, because even when it comes to lighting candles, certainly when it comes to putting them out, we're makel. And when it comes to lighting also, we do find people that were makel. The gamma male ain't zilusa b'shabbos b'zed is less of a zilzul. The aim is that tamo acharon le'eser kevin shahayu mekama shenagu b'zed adarabu le'mitzah covered through the Shabbos. The nisha rak tamo rishon sheish gamkein l'smech leheter. And you have the first reason, the zilzul. Aval ein lohoisif al zeh lahatir gam levishul umalochos acheros v'yesh le'asar. This is famous psak halacha. Just because the oilim has been makel when it comes to lighting of candles, there's no excuse to makel when it comes to air conditioners, when it comes to cooking, to warmers. So when it comes even to cooking, you have a crack pot. You want the pot first to turn on. People do that today still? I don't know if people do that. They put up a pot with food, and you set a timer that it should first begin cooking on Shabbos itself. People do that?
Why not?
In the morning, you put your stuff on the hot water.
Is that to cook or to rewarm?
That's the rewarm problem.
If it's only to warm, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. But if it's to cook for the very first time, or if you're eating water that has not been cooked, let's say you have something, it's already, the chum has been cooked, and then they pour in water. The water was never cooked. Water, and now you're putting a timer that the warmer should first go on Shabbos morning, and in the process it's going to raise the temperature of the water that was never cooked for the first time, that's cooked for the very first time. So technically it's mutter. Rav Moshe, according to Rav Moshe, it would be aser. According to Rav Moshe, he says it's aser again for there are two reasons. Number one, you're putting into process, the melacha begins for the very, very first time. Number two, the raw material that you need to do the melacha is not yet been created. So you cannot attribute the melacha to Erev Shabbos like the svar of the Nemuke Yosef. And just because it comes to lights, so lights we can be makel because putting out lights is a miruliakum, which was done. Even lighting, it was done by Goyim for whatever reason we will makel. So therefore, using the electricity is also going to be in the category of a miruliakum. But that's as far as you can go. When it comes to other things, there's no heter. Obviously, as I mentioned, for whatever reason, the Olam has not accepted this psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. At least it's not widespread, and that is why wherever we go, we see people they use clocks, and we're very lenient. And just the best you could do, at least take out of this, is whatever you can do to be mayate in the zilzal of Shabbos of things going on and off all the time. You mentioned last week, Mr. Rabbi Herdenfeld. He mentioned last week about robots. So today it's a big deal. Robots are becoming very, very popular, and the purpose of a robot is to tell the robot to do for you all various types of melachas. And this is going to become an issue. What is going to be in the future? How we deal with robots on Shabbos? Okay, let's stop over here.